Oh, good morning, Dumpsters. Oh, here he is. He's getting ready now.
It'll be a good game, yeah.
You realize you're on the air, don't you, Mr. Squire?
No, I was just inquiring.
Here we go.
What he's doing.
Oh, you just inquiring?
Because, you know, he's got to settle down and you know, do his professional job this afternoon. And I was inquiring as to how good a game that was going to be for people to listen to.
Well, first of all, I wanted to ask him how last night went.
Oh, how did last night go?
Last night was a great game. Hazen ended up walking away with it at the end of the third quarter into the fourth, but Stowe was very, very respectable. And
yeah,
that gym was packed. I think it's like a 700-seat gym.
Yeah.
It was packed, standing room only. They got a big crowd, you know, the Stowe and the
Was it the band or the cheerleaders or what?
They don't have either one, but they do have a mascot, which I think is kind of cool, and it's very fun. And
which team had the
Hazen? Hazen does it up over there, you know.
Well, of course they do. They always have.
Oh yeah, I mean they do the whole Chicago Bulls thing where when they introduce the team, the lights go out in the gym, the spotlight goes on in the middle.
That's great.
We used to have that at our school.
The lights went out.
Yeah, but they wouldn't come back on. You know, sometimes it's a half hour late getting started.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Put another quarter in the thing.
There you go. Throw another half dollar into the machine.
Okay, so how good is this game today?
It should be a pretty good game. Middlebury is one of the teams that came down from Division One, so very much like Spalding, they played a Division One schedule, but Division Two playoffs. But I do want to qualify that by saying Montpelier has turned into a buzzsaw this year.
What happened? I mean, they've been the dog's dinner for quite a while.
Well, you know, that's an interesting way to put dog's it. I wouldn't dinner. Be let back in the gym if I put it that way. But the last 3 years, this group has really gelled.
Come together.
Yeah. And so they are fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they are quick and good shooters. And
what time is he on?
He's on it around 2:35.
2:35.
That's correct, sir.
You're going to be there?
Pre-game. Oh, well, I'll be there before that.
Oh, good. All
and
right.
Actually, it says 2:15 here, so maybe.
Yeah, pre-game starts at 2:15.
Oh, so you
We have
do
a very long pre-game.
You do?
Yeah, a lot of sponsors. People like high school basketball in DEV.
Well, they do.
See, how many we got today during this show?
Two.
Let's see, one, two,
three, four.
By the way, you are listening to Music to Go to the Dump By here on WDEV.
We're just getting settling down.
Jack Donovan.
Just get settled down.
Brent Curtis.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Grand Poopah over here, the cream of the crop, the top of the pop.
Grand Poopah.
Yep.
Sounds like an error.
Yeah. For those people who wonder what the heck they're listening to at this point.
Now, the other question.
Yes, sir.
I forgot what it was.
It's okay. We can make it up. We do everything else.
Well, I heard that in your trading post this morning.
Boy, that was a great day.
That was a great day.
Anytime somebody calls and you say, listen, take your phone and walk through the house and find something you want to sell. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And it was great fun. It was enjoyable. Yeah. And then there was the guy from Marshfield who has a 1940 Dodge D14.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, all ready to go and give him a call.
1940, wasn't it?
1940, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very neat.
Well, and there was something else on my mind that I needed to ask you.
Okay, well, I'm going to be here for a while, so.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. So then stay a second. Jack, yeah. We've got Norwich University on tonight, right?
Yes, we do.
What time?
That would be 6:35.
6:35 tonight, and that's a quarterfinal?
It looks to me here like it's a semifinal.
Semifinal, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
They're that far along.
Yeah.
I guess I slept through last weekend. Semifinal tonight with whom?
It is the Southern Maine Huskies.
The Southern Maine Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be in Kreitzburg? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That place is
going
to be crazy.
How would you like to be a Southern Maine Husky going into Kreitzburg Arena?
Yeah.
They'll come out with their ears chewed off, and oh, gosh.
It's not going to be pretty.
Southern Maine Husky. All right. So that's this evening, right?
That is this evening,
George Cuomo.
I would assume so.
Trying to emulate the work that will be done on the high school game this afternoon by His Eminence here.
Well, we'll have fun. We always do. That's a good 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it's a great sports event. It's local, local.
Oh, isn't that the best part?
Yeah. Then tomorrow we're going to California and do the stock car race.
Well, yeah.
Where is Fontana, California?
It's in California.
I know that, but whereabouts in California?
Southern California.
Oh, gee, here we go.
Yeah, well, that's where it is.
Could so you kind of center in a little
pretty
bit more?
Big space there. Yeah, no.
If anybody's listening, that would please explain to Jack.
I'm just curious.
I mean, version of where Fontana
is. It outside
is
L.A. or is it close to San Diego or is
no,
it up
it's
around
not
San Francisco?
San
or?
Jeez, Jack.
You know, wherever it is by a racetrack.
Providing the audience with your ignorance of...
oh, here we go. That's the first attack today.
Could you help him?
Well, I don't know.
Why don't we help everything, help this program by getting into the music? That's what they come here for. They don't listen to us.
Well, I thought it was important since I had the opportunity with our top basketball announcer to... find out a little bit what about what he does and also where he's going and what he's doing today.
Okay, fine.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're all in and ready to roll.
Yes, we are. You're rehearsing and all for this?
Yes, sir. I got up early this morning, did my preparation. I've seen both teams before. Uh-huh. So we will have the... we will have the hyperbole ready to go.
Oh, the hyperbole will be flowing out of radio.
Yes, sir, it will. Jack was very funny last week. He said, Brent, I think you used every adjective in your vocabulary in that game. You know what?
Oh,
he
was
right.
42 to 42, 1 minute and 13 seconds ago, something like that.
Oh, Lord.
And you went on with every possible one you could think of.
Oh, it was great fun.
It's good.
That was great fun.
Well, that's just part of the gaiety and excitement that goes on around WDEV.
Boy, another
hourly,
day at the office for us.
Hourly, yes.
Yeah.
We play the most relevant music during this program, too,
like
I might
add. What are we going to give them a sample of to get us going?
Oh, good.
This is what you picked out for the first one?
Ah, beauty.
Oh, boy.
You remember this?
I can see. No, I don't remember this. Before
just
I was
turn
born.
Turn it up so they can hear it.
Since they stole the spittoon from the corner saloon, now the folks can't go anymore.
You gotta listen to this whole thing, do we?
Yeah, the whole thing.
At the corner saloon,
I haven't done that since I was six.
When they try to go, as of yore, I spoke to bartender Juddy. Gosh, his floor was getting bloody, cause where it's set, they're scrubbing yet, and gosh, he's getting sore. Since they stole that spittoon from the corner saloon, oh, the folks can't go anymore. He's been champion for years. He could and I hit a flea. Now on my Sunday bonnet there's a brown spot on it, cause his aim ain't what it used to be. Take old Abner McTamer, he was such a darn good aimer. Why, he could swat the old brass pot a-comin' through the door. Since they stole that spittoon from the corner saloon, now the folks can't go anymore. Hey, Grandpappa, heard you won first prize at the p***ing contest at the fair this fall. Would you step up here and show the folks that famous ball curve you won that p***ing contest with?
Stand back, boys. Here she goes. Bullseye, Grandpappa.
The real America, right there, huh?
I thought we lost the theme there for a minute. Well, that would have been a shame, huh?
Not even the theme wanted to play after that one, Jack.
What do you mean by that? It's a wonderful old familiar melody from the past. I think that was in the Corn Cobblers, right? 1935, 36?
I don't,
circa 35, 36,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it says on this parchment here.
Parchment. The spittoon.
All right. We've had enough frivolity. We're ready to settle down. And
okay.
Do music
too much jocularity today.
Too much jocularity today.
Indeed.
Are you listening to what's going on in South Carolina this morning?
Just snippets because, of course, I was on the air, but just a turnout, right?
There was a big drum roll on television with all the networks fascinated by what was going to happen in South Carolina.
Indeed.
The vote. Yeah. Well, I thought, since you knew everything, that you could perhaps give us a little insight. You know, we're going to be doing a big town meeting night, which has been shrunk to an hour and a half or two. I finally discovered what the problem was.
What?
Union schools. You know, and when they all came along, and I remember well when Harwood Union was formulated.
Yeah.
Well, the deal was they were going to save so much money and put these all together and make it just the most wonderful thing for the taxpayer. And do you realize that every year since the taxes have gone up for their contribution, and it's all over the state of Vermont, so now nobody goes to the town meeting and gripes and carries on and gives a colorful version of democracy.
You're right. Yeah. It's the Vermont way now.
Well, it's not the Vermont way. Everybody stays home. Uh-huh. They used to go out, and we'd have apple pie or mincemeat and lunch.
Date cream?
At noontime.
Yeah.
G-O-N-E, or just G-O-N, gone.
Yeah. Well, they still do that in some communities. They do it in my community.
They do? How many show up?
Oh,
are you part of a union school?
No.
Well, okay, that's what I thought.
Of course. You don't give anybody a chance to... finish.
No, go ahead. We're listening.
Yes, but we're part of that now. We can't decide who we want to be with category.
Oh.
See, and that's
too many choices.
What goes down the road.
Mm-hmm. I just worry. I don't want to belabor this.
Yeah.
I worry about places like Craftsbury. I don't want that to go away. God bless you.
I love it there.
I love those folks and that school.
You know, they put their own floor down when they needed to build a gymnasium.
Isn't that great?
They cut the wood and they brought it in and stitched it together and made a gymnasium out of it.
And I'm telling you, we were there. WLVB was there for the opening game, first time the gym was open, and what an affair that was.
Yeah,
so many people
Rowell
came through,
brothers were
and
there.
Beautiful.
Those that weren't incarcerated, and they all had a terrific day.
It is a beautiful gym. It's probably one of the most attractive gyms in the state of Vermont.
That's true.
And that massive, massive scoreboard over in the corner, and you just can't ask for nicer people.
Yeah. Well,
Craftsbury, Vermont.
That's true. That's where my mother came from.
It's where my great aunt Susie came from.
Oh, you Mark. See, we share a lot in common about Vermont and what we're worried about and caring about.
Well, we're Vermonters.
Yeah. Well, it's more than Jack. He's from Massachusetts. So you're off. And where is the game today?
It'll be at Montpelier.
At Montpelier.
Yep. And then the next step's the Berry Odd.
You realize that in the 1930s, the first basketball game that was heard on WDEV came from Montpelier.
I think you mentioned that
time.
Now, were you fabricating a story when you told me it was either you or your father broadcast from a piano case?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. And it was in Montpelier.
Yeah.
At the whatchamacallit hall, down there by the police
department. Yeah, right next to the police department. We called it the Recreation Center.
Recreation Center. That's
what a
exactly
beautiful
right.
gym. And it was that old type that had the
candles on each end.
Yeah. Candles, right?
Yeah.
And peach baskets. But it had people sat, the audience was up high and looked down.
Well, they could sit down and look up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
In a piano box. Oh, music.
Say, listen, you know what we're on the cusp of? Just over the horizon.
No, what?
It's ready to begin.
I'm ready. Oh,
sugar time.
Oh, my favorite time of year.
Famous time of year. Best there is.
Yes, you're right.
From Vermont, real maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And more folks are subscribing to the idea of getting out there and tapping a few things, having a really good time.
We just lost Jack.
Let's get to the sugar time here. Huh?
All right. Now here's a version of a variation on the theme about what goes
on
the sugar house.
It's relevant, is what you're saying, to maple sugar season?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I'm not quite so sure.
That's...
Billy C and Jenny Plouffe were trying to get it done. They were boiling, they were packing, trying to keep up with the run. But things don't often work out just the way we plan. Add some heat and pretty soon sap's boiling in the pan. The work was hot, like it's not, they had colons in the snow. The sky was black and a million stars, but on their nightly show, Billy stoked the fire with wood and Jenny drew the sap. When they got tired, he sat him down, she sat upon his lap.
Fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
It's roiling and it's boiling and it's filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Kissing, they were hugging in that steamy dark. Wasn't just the wood inside the arch that began to spark. Jenny took her sweater off, she had three more on besides. They were on that slippery slope, looking forward to the slide. Now when you're making maple, you've got to be aware. You can burn the pan, start a fire, even singe your hair. But sometimes maple syrup's not the sweetest thing. It's love that flies through blue spring skies, like a songbird on the wing.
In the sugar house, it's really getting hot. It's sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
It's roiling and it's boiling and it's filling up with steam. The fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. It's sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Filling up with steam. Fog is sweet and heavy and it's like you're in a dream.
There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. It's sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot. There's fire in the sugar house, it's really getting hot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's really getting up a lot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's really getting up a lot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's really getting up a lot. Getting sticky in the sugar house, it's heating up a lot.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, there's nothing like sugar, maple sugar on the snow.
Oh, yeah, boy, yeah. Delicious.
Yes, it is.
How about that steam, though? The steam that would come up off that pan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could steam a hot dog over that or a bun?
No, you put,
bun?
It, put it right in the...
oh, put it right in, yes.
In the... what
in, this, in the sap pan.
No, it's not sap pan, the evaporator.
Okay, the evaporator.
Sap pan. And you, you know,
sap pan is what we have here today. excuse
That's
me.
Not funny.
No, sir.
It's a very serious thing.
Went over the top.
Developing maple sugar in the Green Mountain state of Vermont.
Sugar on snow. That'll be starting, I think, next weekend at both.
Where?
Well, both our locations.
Bragg and Bragg, Morris, right?
Morris, yeah.
Yep.
Two of our favorites.
Morris Farm.
Yep. Those are bookends,
and Bragg,
you know.
Yeah.
Go one end of the, you know, one end of the county to the next.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Just you just barely finish your little delight, and there's another one right there.
There you go.
By God, that's the way
Fire
to do it.
Fire in the Sugar House, yes.
That's a, I like that song a lot.
Well, I knew you would. Now, what are we going to do next, Jack?
Oh, you're asking me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You, Milo's here. Whenever you want
him. Oh, of course. That's right. Milo. Milo was back this morning.
You always have people kind of hang around forever when they're here.
People love.
I thought he was the custodian.
Well, he is.
He's a big custodian.
He's a big custodian. and he's a very good farmer.
Excellent.
Well, music of a very good farmer.
Mm-hmm. Is that your intro?
That was the intro.
That was really good.
Jeez, oh, yeah.
Thank you. and the Angus, they're no good. We only milk the Holsteins, 'cause that's the way it ought or should be. We line them up in two rows, distract them with some hay, and then we do our milking, just like we learned in FFA. Her milk's flowing white. I dodge her swinging tail, and as the bucket fills up gradually, I have a wider shade of pale. Yeah, milking's not too It's easy as you please. It's just you against the milk cow, with a pail between your knees. If you have a cow that fidgets or has a crooked teat, just might miss the bucket and shoot milk on your feet. Her milk's flowing white. I watch the milk drops sail. One by one they reach their target, and I have a wider shade of pale. Her milk's flowing white, as the milker tells his tale, as the bucket fills up gradually, I have a wider shade of pale.
Boy, he holds that last note, doesn't he?
Yeah. Wow. What a tribute.
Classic.
You know, a passionate invitation.
Deep passion.
To enjoy true Vermont milk. Yeah.
Indeed.
Now we need to do a lot more of that. I think we should turn that into some sort of anthem and get it to be recorded by the Dartmouth Glee Club or perhaps Norwich.
Potentially.
With you know, all that feeling that you get out of
the harmonies.
Harmonies. And, yeah. It paints a picture.
A cappella.
A cappella. Well, of course, yes. So we could provide it, the music and the what?
We have, you know who, it's 9:30.
What?
Saturday morning.
Saturday
We
morning.
Always head down to East Corinth and check in with.
Why?
Oh, well, because we have one of our favorite guys on the line, Wade Pearson.
Oh, Wade Pearson?
Yes.
What's he got to say?
Morning, Wade.
Morning, Wade. Morning, morning guys.
Morning.
Well, lots to report down here in East Corinth.
Yes. Actually, I wanted you to save us from that song, Wade.
You could have called earlier, Wade.
we're basking in the afterglow of last week's very successful and popular day, especially on Sunday, of the annual cardboard box race.
Yeah, and how many were injured this year?
Only a few, just a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But a record number of boxes. There's close to 30 entries between two classes.
30 boxes.
Yeah, it was elimination round after elimination round, and some really got eliminated, too.
So how are things over at Dartmouth-Hitchcock?
Well, they're pretty busy.
We get a live report from there.
Yeah. It's when they slide through and can't get to the finish line. and end up out on route. What is that?
Well, no, we fixed that problem.
Oh, you did.
I was going to have that last, but no. We had the Bradford Armory National Guard. Really, seriously, they came and did like an avalanche and snow rescue demonstration kind of, you know, display.
Oh, good on you.
They were all in uniform. We had them come in. And
good on you.
And they were the catchers. They were the catch fence.
Oh, that's
And so we had a big, great big red ski net and, World Cup FIS affiliated approved ski net. And a couple guardsmen in uniform on each side would be at the finish line, and they'd catch them in that big net. Looked like a big tuna net.
Safety first, sort of.
How many got caught and how many?
Well, most of them made it to the net, one way or the other. Yeah. Some really made it to the net. So we were glad they were there, and they were ensuring our safety. And they also entered a box in the, in the corporate race. They are the Red Castle Engineers from the Bradford Armory, and that's our Vermont National Guard.
Oh, that's terrific.
And they ended up winning their division. They had a very, very good couple slides, stayed straight, didn't crash, and they were up against...
that's pretty boring. They didn't crash.
Another bus company, Student Transportation, and then against Wells River Savings Bank. They put their tellers on this every year, a couple gals in the front desk. They took home an award.
Thinning out the herd.
Here comes another one.
Yeah, they took home the most impressive self-destruction. They littered the track with pieces and bodies and everything. First run, so they were out of.
Well, it's always that way in an elimination.
It's a dangerous sport.
Yeah, dangerous.
Let's get down.
But there were plenty of, you know, it made Ryan Newman's car look like a pedal car. Wow. Some of the crashes. And everybody walked away, including, unfortunately, Ryan Newman.
Can you see all of this?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Can you see all of this activity on Route 25, right? Isn't
it? It was Route 25.
Well, it flashes right across Route 25.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't.
Look for the net and the National Guard.
Yeah, the National Guard and the net. That was really a nice addition, Wade. Yep.
The event itself was so well attended that even with clearing back the parking and employee parking and everything else, we still ended up with cars out on Route 25. So we had 220 or 30 skiers come, aside from 100 and something spectators.
Oh, geez, they are always messing things up, yeah.
And it was just an excellent day, you know. Yeah. Bright, sunny.
That was great.
Like a day at the beach, outdoor barbecue.
Oh, it was perfect, wasn't it?
It was just absolutely perfect.
Beautiful.
And, but before I get away from it, we had Charlotte and Isabel Spooner from Topsom here in the Center of the Universe box. They won the best decorated. It was a beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, nice.
A lot of work. Two little girls.
The best cardboard box.
Yeah, best looking one. Yeah, yeah. And
that was Charlotte's. Said,
yeah. Best self destruction was Wells River Savings Bank. And of course, the National Guard won the corporate division. Yeah. But our fastest one.
Yes.
Was local school board director Jack Nolan's son and Bruce Limlaw from the Limlaw Maple Farm. His grandson. Their speed sled went through, and we actually had to go back to two pieces of video evidence to determine the winner.
Oh, no.
Video has now entered into the box race.
Like the first Daytona 500. It took 3 days of photographs from people.
Somebody came forward when we couldn't decide. We were trying to decide, and somebody came forward with a drone video that showed one of them just shooting forward at the last second by about a foot and a half into the net that the National Guard were hanging on to. And that's how close. We've never seen such close competition. And, boy, people are really learning to make boxes go fast. We found that out for sure.
Well, Jack, we ought to talk to, what's his name, the guy that's running all this stuff. About covering this play-by-play and send old Ziggy here down to zag down the mountain.
I'd love to.
Huh?
I'd have a blast with that.
Well, we almost were going to call it in, but I knew you were busy with the Stowe Derby up there. Same day.
It was on Sunday. I thought it was on Saturday.
No, it was on Sunday.
Oh.
This event was on Sunday.
I see.
Great event, and boy, it led right up to the rain that started on Wednesday. And deluged us through Thursday and ended up without more than a dusting of snow. So guess what we're doing this weekend?
Well, tell us.
We are contemplating our next move, but we're not skiing.
There's nothing left to ski on the rain.
Well, there is, but it's frozen. It's just, you know.
Oh, glare ice, yeah.
East and boilerplate.
Well, that's for real skiers. That's for Vermonters, yes.
That box race, we wouldn't have been picking them out of Route 25. We'd been picking them out of the Waits River. If they went this weekend.
Right across the Route 25 and into the river.
They would have cleared Route 25 and gone all the way to the river.
Didn't that happen one other time? There was a couple that...
Well, we've had a couple skiers clear the road and end up in the
Up on the other shore. On the other shore.
That was a thing in the late 70s. They would build a little bit of a jump and they would shoot over the road. The only thing was, if you went too high, you hit the power line, because the power line is very low on the other side.
Oh, that's not good.
As long as you ducked your head, into there. So, unfortunately, we're not skiing this weekend, and we got up until further notice. We're going to be working on it this week. There's some ice mitigation to take care of. The bottom, we could have a sled ice hockey tournament. We could call Troy Chingsbury and have him come down and have a tournament down here.
All right.
That's what the bottom looks like, but the hill's not bad. But we're going to be able to, we just need a little more snow, something we can turn in there. So don't come over to Northeast Slopes today. Thank everybody that came over last week, including celebrity rope toe rider, Rusty Deweese.
Oh.
You're kidding.
No, he came over. We gave him a nice, a cursory ride the first time at about 60% speed. And then he really wanted to go fast. He drove a race car. Why not? But.
Compound fracture of both knees?
Well, almost. No, he grabbed on behind me, and we were going for a hell of a hoop-to-do ride up there, and I felt a little wiggle out the rope behind me, and I looked back, and Rusty was picking himself up off the ground. He caught a tip on the loose stuff and butt over tea kettle and into a pile, but all of his safety equipment released properly, and he was okay, and he brushed himself off. We went and took a couple more runs.
Well, actually, he did that at Thunder Road, too.
Yeah.
He went wheel-to-wheel.
Yeah, but that was with a roll cage and Kirky seat and helmet. Right? Yeah.
And he came out of it beautifully and was back in about a month.
Once he got his skis clicked back on, we backed it down a little bit and waited till he got going up the hill and then gave him the wide open throttle. And boy, he really enjoyed that. So, and it was a great day, and it was good to see Rusty there and all of our friends, and everybody skied and had a great time. It was just a perfect day.
That's the logger,
folks. That's the logger,
very famous.
Nice guy.
I didn't get on, but he said he posted a lot of Instagram and pictures and everything else. He just really enjoyed it. He'd come up from Lake Maury from skating the country's longest groomed skating trail on Lake Maury down there. And then he stopped at Northeast Slopes on his way home and had a little visit with Patrick Ross and took a couple runs with me and some folks and went on his way. So that was our celebrity skier, probably this year. But
well, thank you. That's more information than we needed. But we do know we're closed today.
We are closed today and tomorrow, and it doesn't look like we'll be up and going by Wednesday unless something with this next storm happens. We're talking 50 by Tuesday afternoon, town meeting.
Well, call us, and it doesn't need to be collect. it does. I beg your pardon. No, we understand. If you lost a whole weekend, for heaven's sakes, least we can do is accept your call. Yeah,
but we're hoping to be up by next weekend. Like I said, it's going to take some time to work on the hill. We need a little additional material to fall out of the sky and the right stuff, not the rain and stuff, but we can do a lot with it, but not if it's in liquid form.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's different than what it is over here in Waterbury.
Everything's really in liquid form
liquid
here.
Form, yeah. Yeah. The new five-star community. Around the stoplight here. Boy, it's just going to be another year, and they'll have it finished. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Wade.
I think he said bye.
I sounded sad.
No, he didn't. Well, All right, let's move on here.
Disappointed.
These fellas were here last week, and we never got a chance to hear their song.
So. Well, this is a wonderful salute.
I feel bad about that. You've done this before. You have people come here, and you just forget all about their being here. Farmer Dave one time sat out there for 45 minutes before he decided.
Well, this group has sat around for a whole week out here. They've camped out in
the
studio.
Yeah.
But when they sing, oh my heart, listen to this. This is real American music.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
Could actually sing along with it.
Yeah.
I got
we go. Big wrap up. Sounds like a dog in the background.
It is. Big ending.
All right. Burns Brothers.
Yeah, that's what, what was that, Rug Burns, and who was the other ones? There's two others.
I don't know.
Sideburns.
Sideburns.
Yeah, and... Yeah,
Farmer Dave used to know him all. He had to run on the surface. I don't know where he is today. Any idea, do you? Well,
no, no. I had to skip out last week, and I missed him. Well, actually, I heard him on the way to Randolph.
Yeah.
So where are you going today? Montpelier.
Montpelier today.
Montpelier.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's a quick walk. You'll start now. You'll be there by 1.
Oh, yeah. Game's at 2:30. Plenty of time.
See, we can save the expenses on transportation.
Always thinking, aren't
from
you?
From our big events that we cover.
Always thinking about how to cut back.
Radio Free Vermont. Yeah, and you could use the walk.
Speaking of information,
yes.
I have in front of me here, and I just saw this. What a Tuesday night we're going to have here on DEV following Brent. Brent determines when we get on the air with our reports. You got Lee Cattell.
You better get off early because this is a big deal.
Big deal. Yeah.
Look what you got coming. You got Lee Cattell, Joel Nashman, our director of social media, Dylan DeLuge, with his
adding everything up.
Coverage includes ballot issues, town and school budget votes, select board and school board results, live reports from newspaper editors, Steve Pappas from the Times Argus, Tommy Gardner from the Story Reporter, Tom Brown from the Montpelier Bridge, John Flowers from the Addison Independent, Mike Donahue. Remember Mike?
Hey, we got Mike.
Mike, yeah. He's in with some Chittenden County results.
This is A-list.
And I understand we're going to have somebody at Bernie Sanders rally, too.
So get off the air a little earlier, because then we're going to go, and we'd like to thank CBS, to the big story.
Right.
How that finally comes together with all these places making an approach on helping us to decide who the Democratic candidate might be.
Indeed.
Several months away from now.
Well, I could make up the fourth quarter.
So it's a town meeting day on News Radio, WDEV, streaming at WDEVradio.com or on our mobile app, I guess they say.
Well, but I'm so upset about it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Well, I do.
Go ahead.
I'm upset.
How much time do we have here?
Well, not enough time.
Okay.
The issue is that we all wanted those union schools so that the children would get the proper education that they needed. And that was sold on the premise that we would save a lot of money by putting several towns together and our taxes would go down. Well, guess what happened, Jack?
Go ahead.
They got together. God knows what the children are doing, and we do know what we're doing. We're paying more taxes, huh? Talk about counter-revolution.
Oh, we're not going to get political this morning. Remember?
No, we're not going to. We're going to try to stay on the straight and narrow and just provide more of the music that people enjoy on a Saturday morning.
We need some up-tempo, though.
Well, listen to this. Listen to this. This one's going to work.
I want to grow up.
Oh, good.
Be a politician.
Oh, no.
And oh, no.
Still political. Here we go again.
Hell yeah. He snuck it in, Jack.
I know he did.
And be the old U.S. of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And he can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature. But spare the rod and spoiled child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the board to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission. And if you can be sure, and take over this beautiful land. Yeah, I'll make you glad you got me in with everything I do, and I'll be
grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land. And take over this beautiful land.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I like that song.
Bell is getting us into the mood.
Yeah, yeah. Nice upbeat.
And all these big reports we're going to be getting on Tuesday night.
It'll be a big night.
Yeah, yeah, that's when after everybody's done whatever they're going to do on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, listen to the girls'
that's
basketball.
That's after you do whatever. And I say, shouldn't you be leaving if you're going to walk all the way to Montpelier as part of your new exercise program?
Oh, my new exercise program. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no,
game.
I'm here.
The game this afternoon. Yeah. This isn't. What time is it? What time is his game this afternoon?
It is 2:15. He'll be on the
2:15, air. 2:15. Bada Bing will be live from Montpelier, Vermont.
Yep.
And it won't be any political stuff. This is a down and dirty, tough, nasty.
Gritty.
Who's playing?
It'll be Middlebury, the Middlebury Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers?
Yes.
Middlebury Tigers.
Yes.
No less.
I think they're like in sixth place or something, right around there, right in the danger part of the pack.
Oh, I see.
Taking on the number three seed.
Snapping and growling. Oh, and nipping away. At
gritty.
Others.
Yeah. Okay. Gritty.
And then you'll hear it all at 2:15 this afternoon with Bada Bing.
Bada Bing.
What's right, next, Jack?
Town meeting. We will stay on the town meeting theme for just a minute. John, a real friend of Radio Vermont, we'll come back to.
Oh, did this? This is the one that he did.
This is the one that he wrote, it's all about town meeting day. And this is you were alluding to the way it used to be, where we all get together and had something to eat at noon, and then we get
convivial kind of activity, and then some open discussion.
Yes. This is the way it was, and the way it should be, and the way it is still.
And no, it isn't.
Well,
it's all gone.
To a certain extent,
it's all gone with all this new modern crap.
John Gilmore.
Oh, I love John Gilmore.
Get ready. Town meeting day next Tuesday.
We are hereby warned, got to show up in the morn. First Tuesday, town hall, 10 or so. Winter's on the wane. We've all gone insane. Let's while away the weather, kids in tow. Greet the old town folks, hear the gossip and the jokes. Dip a donut in a good strong cup of joe. Find your favorite chair and plant your buttocks there. We're getting down to business, don't you know? Down from the mountains, up from the dales, in from the woodlands, chock full of tales. Check out the neighbors, find out the news. We've all got the floor today, our time to choose. Gavel's on the wood and we're starting like we should. Read 1 through 17 and what's in store. Elections if you please, not a single sign of sleaze. We leave our blank and rancor at the door. Salaries and funds give some citizens the runs, but we come to our senses in the end. Fire volunteers saving lives for all these years. We support our heroes to the end. Down from the mountains, up from the dales, in from the woodlands, chock full of tales. Check out the neighbors, find out the news. We've all got the floor today, our time to choose. Seniors and the poor, families, critters and lots more. We'd better help them out this meeting day. We'll share a bit of wealth with the earth and mental health while passing generosity their way. Keeping schools afloat, lights a fire beneath the vote. It's kindled by the cash flow of the town. Concern is in the cries, talk is mostly civilized. More lively conversation can't be found. Down from the mountains, up from the dales, in from the woodlands, chock full of tales. Check out the neighbors, find out the news. We've all got the floor today, our time to choose.
on the neighbors, find out the news. We've all got the floor today, our time to choose. Stomachs start to growl, and before the moods turn foul, we nourish our opinions over lunch. Between the goulash bites, we discuss the wrongs and rights, with gossip, grapes, and rumors by the bunch. Back to wrap it up, over one more steaming cup, more transactions, further business, final votes. There's a motion to adjourn, here's hoping we'll return, with vigor, passion, and those anecdotes. Down from the mountains, up from the dale, in from the woodlands, chock full of tales. Check out the neighbors, find out the news. We've all got the floor today, our time to choose. We were down from the mountains, up from the dales, in from the woodlands, chock full of tales. Checked out the neighbors, found out the news. That whole floor was ours today, we got to choose. We got to choose. No time to lose.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
like
and, that and then get homemade apple pie.
And donuts, dip those donuts, baby.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. God's gift to Vermont.
He did the national anthem one night at a Hazen Peoples game, because it's a big rivalry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was one of the most beautiful renditions of the national anthem. He hit everything. The crowd just all of a sudden looked at him instead of the flag. And John Gilmore is just a nice man, and boy, what a voice.
Pretty good in Fenway Park, too.
I mean, oh, yeah.
But he wrote that. That's one of his own, and you know, he does his own picking,
and picks
his own musicians to get it done.
Right over in the Elmore area,
we're
right?
We're so blessed to have that guy around.
Yeah, it's from an album he recorded back in 2004, I believe.
Well, but you don't have to make him sound old, for pity's sake.
Well, I'm just trying to say, if anybody wants to get a hold of the album, it's called Checking In.
He's a radio, basketball fan, you know.
Well, he's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
the real thing.
Listens to the basketball.
Somebody sent me this. Despite my best intentions to track my route, all I can do is go along for the ride. Who said that?
I don't know.
Well, it says here, Joanne, can you read that?
Let me put my glasses on.
Yeah,
hold on.
Okay.
Oh, this is good. Two guys who can't read. This ought to be fun.
Jack. This
Excuse
is
me.
Jack
we can talk, can't we, for heaven's sake?
This is from Joanne Garten.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Clipped it out of the paper. I can't even remember. It was in the Times Argus.
Very nice
thing. A lot of good things in the Times Argus and the Rutland Herald.
Mm-hmm.
Owned by the same people and, like the rest of us, trying to stay alive. Yeah.
Making a go of it day after day.
Yeah. Well, of course, they've got it right. You got to balance these things like we do this program.
This is balanced. We're balanced.
Say it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, we're balanced.
Yes.
Is this still a children's program for adults or an adult program for children? Which is it?
Oh, there's a trick question.
Now, there's a trick question.
That's a trick. You can't get that by us, Mr. Donovan. I'm telling you.
Leave it to the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just asking you. I thought maybe you'd have an opinion on that.
Smarty britches. But.
Who sent me this? Never buy a dog when you're drunk. Is that a song, or should we give that to John?
Is that the one with the calf on the couch?
Yes, it is. It's the one with the calf.
That could be an issue.
Never buy a dog. I didn't even, you know, my glasses are misting over. Never buy a dog when you, this is a poster when you're drunk.
And there's a calf on a couch.
And there's a calf on the couch. Oh.
Speaking of calves, I miss Farmer Dave.
Where's Farmer Dave?
I don't know. He's not here.
I don't know.
I miss him.
I haven't seen him today. So.
I miss him today. I hope he's okay. Is it manure spreading time?
I don't know.
I worry about him because, you know, he got in trouble.
Yeah, well.
You know, he was pushing the poop.
It was just, one week too early and
got
caught, that's all.
Well,
he'll be out in a while. Don't worry. So, big guy.
Yeah.
Bada bing. How's your plumbing?
Plumbing's working just fine. Thanks for asking.
Well, I did want to be sure.
Yeah.
You know, worked pretty hard.
Cold weather.
But that leads to my next question.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
What used to be one of the great days of Vermont.
Yes.
We honored and still in our hearts the idea of town meeting.
Our time-honored tradition.
And in the time-honored tradition of WDEV since the 1930s, we've always had a basketball game somewhere. And, okay, so who are the big teams that are going to be playing this week? But this Tuesday, before we settle in with all these reporters from all over the state of Vermont.
Well, we don't know yet.
What do you mean we don't know yet?
They have not released the pairings. They won't release the pairings until Sunday evening, Monday morning, and then we'll know, because those are the girls' play downs.
Is this another one of those political deals? Stay tuned.
No, there are no political deals here. They just have to get the final games in before they.
Who are the prospectors?
Oh, for us, I think we're going to look very hard at Harwood Union. That girls' team is excellent.
And they should be part of this quarterfinal, semifinal?
This would be the quarterfinals. Yes, we would think that they would be potentially with a home game.
And who's the other one?
Probably Peoples. I think Peoples is going to be right in
there. Really? Like with
the
old days? Yeah. Morrisville against Waterbury.
Who knows?
Oh, geez, bloodletting.
It'll be a great time.
All right. Are we ready, everyone? We're short talent. This is the first. I mean, there's been so much incredible talent on the program this morning, but we're.
This is the one we always have problems with. There's so many things to memorize.
Well,
we just can't seem to get this one done.
Farmer Dave has let us down again.
I don't think you have to worry. I'm here, so I'm automatically to blame. So, I mean, let's just go with that.
I think it is. Isn't this the first weekend we can spread?
You're wearing quickly here, don't you, Dave?
Yes, sir.
What?
The first weekend we can spread, is that now?
I don't know.
No. No, April. Remember, he said April 1st because it's April Fool's Day. He said legislature played a bad joke. So, I listen to Farmer Dave.
Yeah, well, we all do, and then we can't understand what he says.
Well, that's true, too.
Well, okay. But after the game on WDEV, we'll have a town meeting night.
Yeah. Days gone by, he used to send me over to Patrick Gym to do one of the Division I games. But now we have so much going on so near.
Yeah, and you can walk over to Montpelier.
Over to Harwood at Duxbury.
All the way to Jonesville.
Yeah. Jonesville. Right.
So are we ready?
I'm ready for
it's
a
hymn
minute.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes, once again.
Okay.
We're going to finish the program today in the Golden Manor. As we reach for higher ground, we ask you all, listeners.
Hands up.
Wait till they get off the road before you get the damn hands in them. We can't do it that way because it leads to difficulty.
I felt the power.
With Vermont. So. Well, that's the point. With the Vermont State Police. Oh. So are we ready? Let's try again.
Okay.
Yes. And now that you're pulled off to the side of the road and ready to converge as a great green mountain group. To
celebrate
life in Vermont
life.
And what it means to all of us.
All of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put your hand on the radio.
All right.
Feel the strength. Feel the power of Radio Free Vermont. Going to be 89 years old, you know, this summer.
You are?
Yeah. No, not me.
Oh,
yet.
I thought you said
oops.
Okay.
No, I'm still got it.
Friends,
I've still got it.
This is the longest intro, I think, ever.
I'm trying to get through it, and he's not helping. All right, now be quiet.
Sorry.
It's hymn time.
Okay.
Hymn.
Is that it?
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind.
Whoa.
But all my friends, do not
all
give
together now.
In
comes our big part. Now you're
all together now
on the other shore. On the other shore. On the other shore.
That's it. We will reunite with all the things we ever owned before.
You can try it if you want.
Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored.
That's what I said. Oh, you got to hum along.
We'll meet all our buds words that shook on the other shore.
As we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination, we may glance behind for one last look at everything we love, but truly there's no call for reservation.
All right, guys, you ready?
Getting ready. I'm ready.
All ready.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Lamore. We'll need all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And sacks and sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed. And baseball cards and army men and model planes galore. And every tiny plastic high heel Barbie ever wore.
On the other shore, on the other shore,
we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore. Where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
On the other shore,
we'll find National Geographic's from 1974.
I think a word just thrown in there.
Our children's art will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the
other shore. This is the one that really hurts when you go up.
What a crescendo at the end.
Yeah.
Bada bang.
Bada bang, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what?
What?
We have to write out the lyrics and send them along to any of the listeners that care to join us here in the studio or wherever they
are. And maybe post it in the studio.
And post it in the studio for...
I got the other shore part down.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Jack, did you hear what he got down?
I did. I did.
Okay.
Right, you gentlemen were right on the oohs and ahs, I might add.
Yeah. Throw in a National Geographic every now and then.
Yeah. Jackpot right there.
There.
Hit city.
What another great morning.
Yeah.
Another great
When you're
morning.
Dead, you don't know you're dead. Pain is only felt by others.
Yeah.
Same thing happens when you're stupid. Now that
oh, see, Jack,
somebody
now
sent
we're,
me that. Somebody
where did wanted, that come from?
Well, it came from another dumpster who thought that we should pass this along to everyone.
Well, I'm glad we did the hymn first because that means we'll be forgiven.
Yes, indeed.
You think.
So this program in memory of?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's where I say this, Kenley Dean Squire.
Yes.
On WDEV, taking full credit for this mess.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Because I ain't. Go ahead.
I wasn't
In
even here.
In memory of Buster and Marie.